Pokedex number 184. Azumarill. Limitless. Written by Kantia and read by Elani. Summary. Channel 3, local and international news, is doing a special bulletin, screen split in two. On the left side, a dark-haired fellow in a lab coat is speaking heavily accented collusion at the speed of light, and on the right, Professors Elm and Oak are at the new Bark Lab translating as fast as they can. A list of Pokemon species is scrolling along the bottom. The topic? Blake's brain wakes up a little more. They found a new type? The sound of his phone ringing wakes Blake quite suddenly from another dream about wings and water. He'd fallen asleep on the couch again, in front of the TV. Beside him, really curled up into him, sleepily blowing bubbles. Cute. But also, his shirt is drenched. Again. He smiles and rubs one of its ears between his fingers, before picking up his phone with the other hand.
Dude!
It's Darren. Of course it's Darren. Who else would call him at a... And he checks his phone here. 2 in the morning.
You near a TV?
Blake yawns. Yeah... Watching an infomercial for Pokegear upgrades. Riveting stuff. Did you know that they're making...
Shut up! Change to Channel 3. You're gonna want to see this.
Channel 3, local and international news, is doing a special bulletin. Screen split in two. On the left side, a dark-haired fellow in a lab coat is speaking heavily accented collusion at the speed of light. And on the right, Professors Elm and Oak are at the new Bark Lab translating as fast as they can. A list of Pokemon species is scrolling along the bottom. The topic? Blake's brain wakes up a little more.
They found a new type?
Yeah, and look who got retyped.
He looks a little closer. The obvious suspects. Clefairy, Togepi. A couple of surprises. Snubbull show breeders are going to be so insufferable about it. And...
Oh!
So Blake had, months ago, got it into his head that he and Real were going to do the gym challenge. Had his daydream of newspaper headlines all...
Local hero and longtime pal Azumarill, dethroned champion!
They'd streamed all 7 gyms, and then Claire had refused to even consider battling him until he went and communed with the monks in the Dragon's Den, which Blake had assumed would be easy-peasy. Went in there all gung-ho. And then, while surfing about with Real, there'd been... Well... It surged out of the water, massive and menacing, bright orange, ready to strike. A dragon, an honest-as-hell dragon. And he'd looked up at the thing glaring down at him and thought, well, it's been a good life, and screwed his eyes shut. And when he'd opened them, the thing was knocked right out, and Real was grinning up at him all,
so, what's next?
What next was that he'd packed up and gone straight home, so rattled by the whole thing that the idea of being in the same room as Claire or Lance was an absolute no-go. Most people left his story off all,
haha, yeah, your dinky little Azumarill totally knocked out a Dragonite. What, did it play with it too rough?
Darren believed him, though. Looked him in the eyes and said,
dude, I believe you. My Dragonair's always been a bit on edge around Real. Some people just can't look past appearances.
And maybe Claire had known too. And maybe Claire's also on her couch awake at...
And he checks his phone here.
2:15 in the morning, watching Professor Elm announce...
As well as all members of the Azumarill evolutionary line.
Hey, Real? He says, nudging his partner gently. It stirs and yawns and dribbles a little clean water.
You hearing this?
They're saying you're, He turns back to the TV.
A fairy type. That you can be heard by dragons. Did you know that? When you saved my,
Blake clears his throat, blinks a few times. Real chirps, stands up on the couch to reach over and pat him gently on the head. then touches his tears and leaves them off his face as tiny little bubbles catch the light of the TV. Where Oak is saying,
"The joy of sharing the world with them is that we will always be learning new things from each other. There are still so many mysteries to solve."
And Real, playing with his tears like beads, like stars, floating them around their heads. Maybe some people look at his Azumarill and see a blue pipsqueak the size of a centrus. But Blake has always known, deep down, the truth, that there was some kind of huge power deep within it, bigger than anyone really knew. And maybe Claire was right to be afraid. Well, he hugs himself off the couch, sniffles, wipes his eyes. "How about it, Real? We call work tomorrow and let them know we're taking a short sabbatical to finish what we started?" Real jumps, claps its hands joyfully, stumbles and falls off the couch, and tucks itself into a little ball, rolls this way and that all over the floor. Blake, laughing so hard it hurts, knowing he'll have to mop up all the water in the morning, not minding at all. They really are unstoppable together. Unconquerable. Limitless. The end.